I'm Olivia from ExperiencedMistress.com with Why You Need to Understand Strap-On Sex Before You Regret It. Listen, your first experience of strap-on sex doesn't have to be painful. I know someone who is curious about being pegged. His experience was his first and last with anything anal. Here's what happened. An escort who played around with being a dominatrix knew he wanted to try it. So she put on her strap-on and tried to force that girl cock in his ass and, no, that hurts. Totally ruined him for anal. I get it. I was curious about anal and admitted that to a very vanilla boyfriend. His reaction made me reluctant to share my desires with my next lover. One bad experience can change things, but it doesn't have to limit you for all time. Today, I love anal, giving and receiving. What you need to know before you try anal. There is a misconception that anal sex will hurt. That's not true. But you also need to take some steps before trying anal. The bottom line, pun intended, is go slow. Start small, use lots of lube, and be with someone who knows what she is doing. Pegging pleasure, remember, is also in the mind. Your mind and arousal levels have a lot to do with how receptive you are to being a little anal bitch for your mistress. I got this question from a caller. Does pegging a sub male regularly maintain him in a more submissive mindset? Ooh, I love strap-on sex as part of woman in charge and female domination scenes because I literally penetrate you. I take you from the inside. So let's talk about the psychological aspects of pegging. Creating a scene that gets the submissive into subspace is a great way to try new things and gently push the limits of the submissive. I don't push totally hard off limits play, but I'll admit I do like to push boundaries. It's a great way to exert my control as a dom. Ms. Eric and I have a podcast about strap-on play from the woman's point of view. The Scarlet Mistress joins us as we weave some kinky scenes that we all thoroughly enjoy. An earlier podcast with Ms. Delia and I has the Femdom Guide to Strap-On Sex and Pegging. Check out theweeklyhotspot.com or on Spotify, look for The Weekly Hotspot. Remember, anal can be the end point or part of the whole experience. Anal sex can be standalone, great for pleasure, or it can be incorporated into any BDSM scene to enhance physical and emotional sensations. Here's an example from a caller. I describe the position where he is on his back, legs spread. I'm in the missionary position on top of him. And he says, Miss Olivia, I think you described my sexual identity with your favorite strap-on position. Not only was it a complete turn-on, but listening to you detailing the sensuality of becoming the alpha to a partner made me realize that that is the exact feeling I've been trying to emulate as a submissive to my dom wife. Are you curious about strap-on play? I have lots of questions for you. When did you first try anal? What inspired you to give it a try? How did you start? Maybe you are curious, but you haven't tried it yet. In that case, what's stopping you? I think you should give me a call. Dial 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.